We played Notre Dame a couple of times in South Bend. It got pretty cold. We played Colorado. I remember my sophomore, we played Colorado. I think it was in the teens. Temperature-wise, and obviously the wind chill was a little bit colder than that, and there was snow. So, I've been used to that. And then growing up in Bakersfield, not a lot of people know this, that, you know, in the summer it's in triple digits, and I think we've had about two or three winters since I've been there that it snowed. So I'm playing there in high school and playing when I was a little kid. So not a whole lot, you know, obviously in Bakersfield, but I played a couple games in the snow.
Hugh Jackson said that there's really nothing you can do in practice to prepare for that type of stuff. But, you know, as a quarterback and just having the awareness that that's something you're going to have to deal with, I guess, you know, how do you prepare for it?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, obviously the weather's a factor that you can't control. But, yeah, I mean, stuff I used to do in college, we try different things. Maybe get your hand cold before you throw or do something like that. But it is impossible, you know, to really simulate what the weather's going to be like, the wind, the snow, the rain, whatever it may be. It's difficult, but you just have to go in with the mindset of, you know, you can't control it. You know, and you got to focus on what you control, and that's, you know, if the wind's going, maybe drive the ball a little bit more, get a little better grip on the ball, or do whatever you can, you know, to play through the factors.
Are you at the stage of the season or your development where you feel you have to push the envelope a little bit, take more chances?
Yeah, I think just each week, obviously, I've been learning more and more and getting more comfortable, you know, with the guys and the offense and everything. And, obviously, as a quarterback, you want to take more chances. You want to get the ball downfield. You want to be, you know, be able to extend drives, but at the same time, you know, be smart with the football and keep it in your possession. But, you have to find a happy medium of that. You know, you got to protect the football, but at the same time, you know, you have to take some shots, take some chances. And that's something, you know, as continue to grow in this offense and with these guys, is something I'm going to continue to do more.
Now, how closely can you quantify how big the windows were in college what size the windows are now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously guys are you know, faster in the NFL and they're quicker and they move around and get the football a little bit quicker. But, you know, a lot of that's on you in a sense of, you know, knowing when to throw the ball, knowing where to throw the ball, you know, knowing pre-snap, you know, where to go with the football, you know, and that helps a ton with anticipation and getting the ball out on time and no hesitation, you know, obviously, because if you hesitate, the window's going to close like that, you know, so you have to anticipate and be ready to go. I'm in order to go to the football, but yeah, I mean, to your point, guys are a lot faster than the NFL. You just got to get it out a little bit quicker.
Cody, obviously, we talked to you after the game Thursday night, but you know, Coach Q has said that he met with you and talked to you since then. Mm. And so, how have you kind of, you know, after a few days, how have you processed, you know, being pulled and kind of where are you at mentally now?
Yeah, I mean, I've moved on from it, obviously, and it's a new week and you know, something to learn from. And, you know, like I said, just you motivate and want to do better and not let that, you know, happen again and do everything you can. But I moved on from it. You know, my main focus right now is, you know, Pittsburgh and getting ready for this game and, you know, going out there and having a great week of practice. You know, and these guys have came back and, you know, done a great job this week of rallying around me and helping me out, getting me back out there. And it's been great. And Josh and Robert and everyone, you know, has really helped me out a ton too. So I'm very fortunate, you know, to have the guys I do on this team, you know, to be there and help me out. But, it's something that you want to improve on and, you know, you don't want to happen. So you got to, you know, move on and do better.
How quickly were you able to just brush it off?
I mean, it's obviously after the game, you know, you kind of have a little bit of a 24-hour rule or something where, you know, that night it upsets you and the next day. But you got to move on. Like I said, you can't let it, you know, stick in your head. You can't let it continue to bother you or else that's what you're going to think about. You know, so for me, when I came back, you know, throughout the weekend, we had the weekend off and came in a couple times and just started on Pittsburgh and completely just moved on from it, you know. But at the same time, you learn from it, you know, and things that, you know, watching that film against Baltimore, things that I wish, you know, I could have done better, different things like that, is something that you want to move on from, but at the same time carry with you to learn from. No, you can't play like that. You can't play scared. You know, you can't play timid. You have to go out and focus on, you know, that next moment, that next game, that next play, and you got to improve on it, you know, and that's something that, you know, I've really emphasized this week was, you know, we had third down again today and did some yesterday and put a lot of emphasis on that and made sure I had everything down right and, you know, all the calls, all the different things we're going to do on third down, I wanted to have it down perfectly, you know, so I felt very comfortable going into the week and, you know, even though I've been doing that the last couple weeks, you know, just a little bit more, you can always find somewhere, you know, to improve a little bit more. So for me, it's been, you know, more of a motivation this week to make sure I have everything down and ready to go and not thinking about, you know, obviously last game.
As much as you can or want to, can you share what you took away from that discussion with you?
Yeah. I mean, just obviously it's something that you got to learn from. You know, he sat down and we talked about it and, You know, for me, it's something that I've got to play better. You know, I've got to extend drives more. I've got to do better on third down. You know, I've got to be able to like I said, you know, finish drives, you know, and eliminate three and outs. And that stuff, as a quarterback, you learn. You know, you got to continue to put drives together. But at the end of the day, Coach Jackson has been awesome, you know, for me. He's done so much for me. And him and Pep have been awesome. And they've helped me out so much. And I respect, you know, both of them very much. So whenever, you know, Coach Jackson talks to me, and whether it's, you know, in that situation, different situation, I'm always listening and picking up every little thing I can from that. And, you know, he's been great with me and helped me out.
Cody, in your seven starts, you know, we've seen the long drives and finishing them off, the scores and that. But the third quarter has really been somewhat of a black hole this season, especially offensively. Where do you think some of those stall outs are coming from when you're coming out of the locker room?
Yeah, I think obviously it's like a start of a new game. You know, when you come out second half and you come out at the beginning of the game and you're pumped up and you get that energy and a lot of things happen, especially just the whole first half. You have a ton of energy, but you got to be able to restart. You know, going at halftime, make adjustments, fix things, come back out and just restart and get that same momentum back. And that's been our, you know, biggest emphasis these last few weeks. Now is finish. You know, finish is the biggest thing that we need to work on. And you know, that's been something that the last couple of weeks has really hurt us. So I mean, the guys have really responded to it. But you know, it's really kind of between yourself. You know, to come out and get yourself whatever it may take to get yourself back going again and get ready to play the second half.
Hey, Cody, after the Baltimore game, you said, you know, there were plays there to be made that weren't made. You went back and watched the film. Did anything stick out to you that if you had done this, you know, you could have made these plays?
I mean, obviously there's always plays in games that you go back and watch and say, I wish I would have made that one. Wish I would have, you know, got that play done. You know, there was a couple for me individually, and there's been some in every game, you know, that I wish I had back and wish I converted and, you know, done a little better on. But, you know, I take it as a teaching moment, you know, and I learn from it. And you know, I don't try to harp on it and think about it too much. You know, I just try to learn from it and move on, you know. No, go ahead.
Is it more a matter of not seeing a guy come open or just not trusting yourself to make that throw? Or is there a kind
of... No, I think it's just you know, executing the offense, the play that coach wanted on that play and something, you know, that I didn't do, whether a specific play go the wrong guy or maybe make the wrong call. But whatever it was, you know, specific play-wise, you know, without getting the details with our offense, is something that, you know, you want to fix. And whether it's a call or, you know, going pre-snap, post-snap read, whatever it is, you want to be able to do that on every play, and that's something that, you know, I got to continue to learn from.